With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Better late than never, a surprisingly strong September jobs report has just been released. The government shutdown blocked its timely release. The Labor Department reports the addition of 119,000 jobs in September.
Economists had expected an addition of 50,000 jobs in September. Not strong, but an improvement over the 22,000 from the prior report in August. From a survey by FactSet, the forecasts also called for the employment rate to remain at a low 4.3%, predicting a continuing trend of weak hiring but few layoffs.
Correspondent George Williams. Coming weeks should bring the release of a flood of Jeffrey Epstein-related files. President Trump has signed a bill ordering release of the files within 30 days by the Justice Department. All documents except those that could interfere with any ongoing investigations. President Trump says the Biden administration, the Democrats, never released any Epstein files. President Trump will sit down tomorrow with New York City's mayor-elect in Washington.
The president wrote on social media that he'll meet face-to-face with mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani in the Oval Office on Friday. He said Mamdani had asked for the meeting. For months, the president has slammed Mamdani's democratic socialist politics, calling him a communist and predicting big problems in New York City. Mamdani campaigned on affordability, an issue the president has focused on since Republican losses in this month's off-year elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Shurfulis McCormick says she's innocent of charges of stealing $5 million in FEMA COVID-related money, allegedly used the funds in her 2021 campaign. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. Dow futures up 242. NASDAQ futures ahead 411 points. SRN News. The Pew Research Center presents a new religious profile of America.
First, the big numbers. 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, 29% say they are non-religious, and everybody else falls into one of the smaller faith groups, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc. When broken down by age, the survey finds that young adults 18 to 29 are about half as likely as other groups to be Christians. And the two younger cohorts, Gen Z and Millennials, are twice as likely to be non-religious as older Americans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Entrepreneur Richard Gamble has broken ground on an architectural landmark. It's expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, with a price tag of $59 million, will not, however, carry any of the familiar Christian icons. Gamble says we live in a country where Christianity has been pretty much put on mute. This is SRN News. President Trump is looking into another international conflict, a brutal civil war in Sudan.
He said he was urged into action by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It was not on my charts to be involved in that. I thought it was just something that was crazy and out of control.
The fighting for control of Sudan has killed more than 40,000 people and created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with over 14 million people displaced. The president has claimed to have ended several wars since returning to office and has openly lobbied for the Nobel Peace Prize. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meta has started notifying young Australians to download their digital histories and delete their accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Comes ahead of a new law banning social media for the under 16 crowd in Australia. Platforms must comply with the age restrictions by December 10th. More details at srnnews.com.